Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, the 30th of January, Tess Zion Teves, or of Avrom Heksha, Ashrei Yoshrei Besecho.
Morning. Last week, Bezras Hashem, tens of thousands of Klal Yisrael started another cycle of Daf Yomi. I don't know how many of those, with all the good intentions in 7.5 years, will be zeich to be Messiah. Obviously, people will drop out somewhere along the way. It's a big challenge. But I do believe that everyone who started got to Bochus Daf Dalet. There's a famous Gemara there which I want to discuss today. The Gemara says as follows. Amma b'loz amma b'vina. Bochus Daf Dalet amma b'beis. Amma b'loz amma b'vina. Kol ha'ime tehillel David b'chol yoyim shalish pa'amim. Someone who says the capital of Tehillel David, Ashrei, 3 times a day, Muvtach lo yishuv ben olam haba. That's why we say it 3 times a day, we say it twice in Shachris and once in Mincha. Muvtach lo is guaranteed shuv ben olam haba. A special skill of Ashrei 3 times a day, Muvtach lo yishuv ben olam haba. The first thing that strikes you is that perhaps it's a passport to get into olam haba. It said, Muvtach lo yishuv yehei ben olam haba, sheyizke lo olam haba. He will be zeich to olam haba. The Gemara doesn't say that. Muvtach lo yishuv ben olam haba. Seems to imply already in the present he's a Ben Olam Haba. Not in the future he will be Zoicha to Olam Haba, but already in the present he's a Ben Olam Haba, which needs a Hezba. But the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? What's Pshat? What's so special about Ashrei Yoshrei Yisrael? Perhaps it's worthwhile trying to learn this Gemara properly, because if we do it anyway, we say Ashrei 3 times a day, let's understand what the skill is. Says the Gemara, Ileima Mishum Da'asi Ba'alaf Beis. If you're going to say that the Maila of the speciality of Ashrei Yoshrei Yisrael, of Tehillel David, is that it's kfisei the Aleph Beis, like we know from the Siddur. If that's the reason, then name Ashrei Smim Medach, the Asim B'tamna Apin. Maybe instead of saying Ashrei, we should say Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Yutes in Ashachas. Ashachas will take slightly longer. But there's a mile of, you've got the Aleph Beis, but 8 times Aleph Beis, 8 Aleph, 8 Beis, 8 Gimel, 8 Dalets. If the mile is that it's Aleph Beis, then we should have said Tehillim Kuf Yutes instead. So the Gemara says it can't be. Elam mishum de ispek pesachas yodecha. It must be that the Ma'ale of Ashrei is it's got this gewaldige posik of pesachas yodecha, which is talking about the fact that the Ben Shem is mefanis, gives a parnasa to the entire bria, to everyone. If that's the reason, says the Gemara, nei mahalel ha-godlush, we should say kapitel kuf la-medvav, where the posik says, noisin lechem chol basa, ki lo'elam pastai, there also talks about the fact that the Ben Shem is mefanis, the ganse bria. Noisin lechem chol basa. Says the Gemara, it can't be because the Ma'ale of Aleph Beis, because then we should say kuf yodes. It can't be the Ma'ale is because of Pesachas Yodecha, that we talk about Parnassah, the Benjamin's and Fanas, ask we should say Kuf Lamadvav. Ela Mishum, this Beitati. It's got both ingredients. The fact that it's Al Pisei the Aleph Beis. And the fact that it's got the Gvaldi Gaposik of Pesachas Yodecha, the fact that the Benjamin's and Fanas, that's why we say Ashrei 3 times a day. We have to understand, number one, what's the mile of Aleph Beis? Who cares if it's Aleph Beis? It's easier to remember. Is that the vote that if we don't have a Siddur we can remember? What's the mile of being Aleph Beis? And what's the mile of Pesachas Yodecha? And it seems to be two separate ingredients, two separate, completely disconnected. It's got one mile of Aleph Beis and another mile of Pesachas Yodecha, which seems to be non-related. But the fact that it's got both together, that's why it gets the vote. That's why we say Ashrei Yisrael. What's going on in the Gemara? And then the Gemara says one more maimer about Ashrei. The Gemara carries on. Omer b'yichnun. If you've already said it's going up, he said the Aleph Beis. Omer b'yichnun mipnei ma'aloi ne'ma nun ba'ashrei. So why is there no nun in Ashrei? It goes kafisei the Aleph Beis, and then it skips from the mem to the samach. Says the Gemara, mipnei sheyesh bo mapalosim shel soni yisol d'chziv noflav leiseisiv kum sunas yisol. The letter nun stands for nefila, and we don't want to talk about nefila when it comes to klal yisol, therefore we leave out the nun. Which is strange. I'm saying there's many words. The Aleph also stands for Oh, it stands for cursed. But nevertheless we say Aleph. So he found a letter which hasn't got such a good mashmos, the letter Nun. Why do we need to leave it out? And then the Gemara says, but you should know that even though we left it out, there is a remez. When he skips to the Samach, Soymech, he says, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. So there is meramez to the Nun. So should we be saying the Nun? Shouldn't we be saying the Nun? We're going to leave it out, but we're going to stick it in the next pasuk. So begin, so what we have to understand is the Gemara. Let's chaz over. Number one, we want to know what does it mean, Muftach lo shuhu ben oylem haba in the Lashon Hayve, in the present. It should have said, she yizkel oylem haba, she yiye ben oylem haba. Secondly, what's the mile of the Aleph Beis, the Asi of Aleph Beis, what's the mile of the Ashrei said, I'll be Aleph Beis. Number two, what's the connection between the first mile of this Aleph Beis and the second mile of this Kop Pesach, and then, Be'ez Hashem, if we have time permitting, we'll have to understand what's going on with the Nun and the Samach. But just to be marked in one more kasha. The Gemara says here that it's a gevaldige gemayla to say Ashrei 3 times a day. To be meshabeach le'Ribono Shel Olam 3 times a day. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says as follows. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKorei Halal B'chol Yoyim. Someone who says Halal every single day, you would have thought it's a gevaldige gemayla. We say Halal only Yom Tovim, Meshchedesh. Someone who says Halal every day, HaRei Zeh Mecharif U'Megalif. He's blaspheming the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a terrible thing to do to say Halal every day. We have to understand. Number one, why is it so terrible to say Halal every day? And if it is so terrible to say Halal every day, then why is Ashrei different? The Ashrei, we're not only saying every day, we're trying to say 3 times a day. What's the difference in Ashrei, which we're encouraged to say as many times as possible, 3 times a day? And when it comes to Halal, we say no. Only when Chazal say it, only on the Yom Tovim, only on Rosh Chodesh, not on a normal day. Harizem Acharif and Megadim. What's going on? There's a famous Yisoid, a very famous Yisoid of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which I decided to speak about because we're holding the beginning of Parshas Shemos. I want to elaborate a little bit on what the Ramban says. The Ramban, Kiyodua, says at the end of Parshas Bo that the Ribono Shel Olam is manning the world with two different avenues. There's an avenue called Nes, and there's an avenue called Teva, what we call nature, and what we call a miracle. Kriyas Yamsuf is a gevaldige Nes Shaloka Derech HaTeva. The fact that Mom came down min Hashemayim is a gevaldige nes shaloka derech hateva. The fact that the Yadin split is a gevaldige nes shaloka derech hateva. All these things which Ribono Shel Olam does a one-off nes shaloka derech hateva against the laws of nature. But then you have the normal 99% of the time where the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world with what's called teva. The holach yelech, the normal procedure of the world is that things go with the seder. That is teva. Or even the goyim call nature. The fact that a person breathes, the fact that a person can walk, the fact that trees grow, the fact that the sun rises in the morning, it sets by night, all these things are what we call nature. However, says Ramban, that doesn't mean for Shleitzach that nature is not a nes. Nature is what we call a nes tamidi. If you ask the scientist, how does it work that the roots of the tree can suck up the water to the top of the tree against the laws of gravity, and then how can it be that through the process of the sun shining on the leaves and through the gevaldige brier which Ribono Shel Olam made of chlorophyll, it can extract and produce, the tree can produce oxygen which we need, and then we can breathe out the carbon dioxide which the trees need, so the trees are providing us with oxygen and we are providing the trees with the carbon dioxide which they need. How does that all work? The scientists say simple. I know why it works. It's photosynthesis. Yeah, that means you found a very nice, fancy word for the process. Who made this gevaldige process? Who instructed the tree and the sun to cooperate with each other in such a gevaldige way that the tree should produce oxygen for us and we should produce carbon dioxide? It's nature. Nature, Versteitzach, is a teva. Nature is a teva. Teva is an S. The fact that a person's eyes can see is one of the most gevaldige nisim in the Bria. The fact that nowadays they're updating each camera every year from 12 megapixels to 20 megapixels, yeah, to 25 megapixels, and a person's eye is 576 megapixels, no one talks about. Then they'll never produce a camera which is as accurate as the eye. And the fact that the eye muscles can blink at face 100,000 times a day, they never talk. That's nature. But we all know, as Ma'aminim B'nai Ma'aminim, that's also a nest. Like the Ramban says, that the Teva is what's called a nest tamidi. It's not sure that it's not a nest. It's a nest tamidi, a constant nest. A nest that happens all the time. So the entire Bria, the way the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world, is always with a nest. The only difference is, not nest and Teva, but I've got a nest which is Shaloka Derech HaTeva, and a nest which is a nest tamidi. Like the famous Gemara of Chanina ben Dosa, where the Gemara says, Misha'ama l'shemen v'yadlik, yoyma v'chomitz liyadlik. We think that it's a gevaldige nes. If vinegar will burn, that will be a nes. But the fact that shemen burns, the fact that oil burns is a flammable substance, that's not a nes, that's teva. Says of Chanina ben Dosa, the daughter of Chanina ben Dosa, Misha'ama l'shemen v'yadlik, yoyma v'chomitz liyadlik. Who told shemen to light? It's only the Ribono Shel Olam. If the Ribono Shel Olam told shemen to light, the Ribono Shel Olam can tell chomitz to light as well. It's all one and the same. Like we all know that Elokim is the Gematria HaTeva. Novos, the Nisoyin of this world is the fact that because it happens the whole time, therefore we begin to get used to it. We're not nispoiling the morning perhaps enough when we say Bekeach Evan, when we realize that Baruch Hashem our eyes work and our body functions and we can stretch when we say Zekev Kufim. Because why not? That's Teva. But if we see and appreciate that we're not guaranteed anything, everything is by the Chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam, by the by the grace of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Therefore, we'd appreciate everything is teva. We don't every teva is better menes as well. Like the mice of a yid who came to shul and he made the gevaldig kiddush one day after Shabbos. He bought bonfen and cake and whatever he made the gevaldig. So what happened? You had a new grandchild? No, he didn't have a new grandchild. What happened? He said, I was crossing the road yesterday and I got hit over and I was mamish millimeters away from being in the next world and there's a gevaldig nest. This happened and I landed on a trampoline and whatever. Gevaldig nest. They had a lechaim, a drink of bonfen and a piece of cake. The next day, someone else also brings in lechaim and cake. He said, what happened to you? You also landed on the trampoline. He said, no, I had an even bigger nest. He says, what was the bigger nest? He said, I was crossing at the same point the Yanim crossed yesterday and the car didn't hit me. It's not a bigger nest. Why don't we appreciate the chasadim of the Rebbeinu Shem when nothing happens? Yeah, because that's teva. Why should something happen? Only when something out of the ordinary happens, that's when we suddenly wake up and say, hey, that's a gevaldige nest. When the norm happens, that's the biggest nest of all. That's Yodua, that's Poshet, that's the Yisoid of the Ramban at the end of Pashas Boy. Comes the Meshech Chochma, but in Pashas B'chukaisa, and takes it a stage further. It says the Meshech Chochma, now we've understood that everything is Nes. There's a Nes Shalei Kedeach HaTeva, and there's a Nes Kedeach HaTeva, but it's all Nes. If we would compare and contrast, but which one is a bigger Nes? I think we'd all agree that Kriyas Yamsuf, or the fact that Mon came down from Nashamayim, or the fact that mountains can move, that's perhaps a bigger nest than what's called the Nes Tamidi. Comes the Meshech Chochma, and he says that's not the case. The Lashon of the Meshech Chochma in Pashas, the beginning of Pashas B'chukai says as follows. Leman Shalayit HaAdam, in order that a person shouldn't make a mistake and forget Chas V'Shalom the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and think that Teva happens by itself, Lochein yesh nisim. That's why the Rebbeinu makes nisim shalei kederech al teva. Aval einam tachlisim. That's not the tachlis of the world. V'han nisim hu rak lehoi libeis b'nei adam. It's only to waken us up al niflois haboi ba'teva. Ki yodoi v'ashkechos ha'atoi. That's the Rambam. Says the Meshech Chochma as follows. V'hinei, if you wouldn't have said these words, I couldn't say these words. This is what the Meshech Chochma says. V'hinei al derech nes bilti sidat tibi. A nes, a miracle, which is shaloi kedeach hateva, kriyas yamsuf, eino min apela. That's not a pella, that's not a big wonder. Of course the Rebbeinu Shem can do something which is shaloi kedeach hateva. That's not a big nes. That doesn't impress me so much as Meshech Chochma. Aval ha'inyan hanifla v'hateva, you want to know what is a dova pella? What's a bigger nes than all? Hu hazana hatmidis. Something that happens the whole time. For example, he says, hazana, the fact that Rebbeinu Shem it's mefarnis, every bria, mikanu eim, abet sekinim, from the tiniest maggot in this world to the biggest animal in the world, Rebbeinu Shem is worried and daiges every day that he should have his food. That's a nest which happens the whole time, shizekiuman in soima, akovas anifadim, and something which happens, the fact that Rebbeinu Shem worries about our panosa, alfe alofim, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of creatures on the entire world every single day, that everyone should have their correct food and what they need. That is a poel moya al chokma ushleimus akavat Hashem lemevin yoise mimasha moya nisim. Says the Meshech Chochma, if you want to compare and contrast, what's a bigger nest? Is it a nest shaloka derech teva, like Kriyas Yamsuf or something along those lines? Or something which is we call teva, nest timidi? Says the Meshech Chochma, that's a much bigger nest. A nest timidi which happens the whole time, the Rebbeinu Shem, which we don't even think about, that every single bria, every single living object in the world, be it a person, a human being, an animal, be it the trees, whatever it is, everything has their hazana, their food, which they need what scientists just call the food chain, which, yeah, just happens by itself, the food chain, that every animal gets eaten by an animal which is bigger, and the bigger one gets eaten up by its predator, etc., etc. A food chain, that, says the Meshech Chochma, is the biggest nest. A nest to midi, which happens the whole time, which without anyone even noticing it, that, he says, is a bigger nest. Yoyse mimashe moya hanisim. Says the Meshech Chochma, and here we'll start tying things up. Says the Meshech Chochma. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is the alphabet which goes in an order. An order represents Seder, where we know what's coming. We know that after the Aleph comes the Beis, and then the Gimel, and then the Dalet, and then the Hey. There's a Seder Hadvarim, there's an order. That is Teva. I know the order of Teva. I know that if I put plant a seed in the ground, what's going to happen? It's going to rain, it's going to sprout. I can even predict in so and so many amounts of weeks we're going to see the shoot coming out of the ground. Then it's going to grow even taller, the trunk is going to become thicker, the leaves are going to grow, and I can predict exactly what's going to happen when I'm going to see the first apples. There's a Seder Hadvarim to Teva. I can predict what's going to happen. I can predict exactly what's going to be with a timeline. That is represented by the Aleph Beis. I know what's coming. If you tell me Aleph Beis Gimel, I can predict what's coming afterwards, Dalet Hei Vav. So Aleph Beis resembles predictability. when I know what's going to happen, there's a Seder HaDvarim. Something which is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva is not predictable at all. I don't know what the Renshim was about to, when we were standing by the Sfas Hayam, by the Amsel, we didn't know the Renshim was going to spit. It was completely unpredictable what happened. When the month suddenly started from falling from Shemayim, it was completely unpredictable. Something which is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, a one-off, can never be, is a steer, is a contradiction to something which is Alpi Seder HaDvarim. So the Aleph Beis says the Meshech Chochmah represents something which is predictable, that is Teva. Perhaps the thing which is most predictable in the world is the fact that there's a sunrise and sunset. Since Bias HaOlam, close to 6,000 years ago, there's never been a day, perhaps with the exception perhaps of the year of the Mabul. But without that, there hasn't been a day where the sun hasn't risen in the morning, it hasn't set by night. Where the moon hasn't got bigger during the middle of the month and got smaller, or what we can see of it, the visibility of the moon, smaller at the end of the month. The Ma'oros, Birkiah HaShemayim, are the most predictable things. It's not by chance as the Meshech Chochmah. If you want to know where do we find the Aleph Beis in Davening, Kael Baruch Gedol Dei Ayichin Afal Zari Chama, in the Baruch of Yetzah Moyos, in the weekday. On Shabbos, we have the same thing. Kael Odan Al Kalamas and Baruch Mavarach Mavikal Neshama, again I'll be saying the Aleph Beis. Why do we suddenly have to say the Aleph Beis when it comes to the Birchas Yetzah Moyos, both in the weekday and in Shabbos? Says the Meshech Chochmah Pashut. Because if Aleph Beis represents something which is Alpi Derech HaTeva, something which is predictable, something which we know what's going to happen, there's nothing more predictable in the world than the fact that the sun is going to rise in the morning and set by night. There's nothing more predictable in the world than the fact that the moon and the stars are going to be visible by night. That's where we talk about the Aleph Beis. If we want to know what's the difference between Halel HaGadol, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, and Ashrei, that is the difference. What do we talk about in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav? In Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, we talk about all the things which were Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Lois Niflois Kedelis Levada, we talk about Lenesichan Melech HaEmori, which is a Melchoma Keneged Derech HaTeva, where Klal Yisrael beat Sichan and Oyim, which are much stronger. We talk about the Negozi Yamsuf Likzoim, we talk about the Kriyas Yamsuf. We talk about the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, everything which was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. All those things are Kilo Olam Chasda. Ashrei, on the other hand, is because I'll say the Aleph Beis. Ashrei represents the Nisim Utsar Kederech HaTeva, things which are predictable. That is the difference between Ashrei and Halel HaGadol. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, someone who says Halel HaGadol every day, Harizem Mechayif Megadif. What does that mean, someone who says Halel HaGadol every day? Someone who says Halel HaGadol every day, you say Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav every day, means that you only wake up to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom when you see the Nisim Gluim. Someone who, whenever they see a Nisim Gluim, wakes up and he says to him, he says, Meshabech Rebbeinu Shalom, Harizem Mechayif Megadif. That's when you wake up. And the fact that the sun shines, the fact that you can see, and the fact that the trees grow, that you're not Meshabeach, that's when you wake up. Harizem Mechayif Megadif. What do we have to do? You have to say Te'ele L'David, you have to say Ashrei three times a day. Ashrei is Alpi Seder Aleph Beis, which shows that even what we call the Teva, what we call the nature, is also Nes. That's the Chilek, says the Meshech Chochmah, between Halel HaGadol and Ashrei. Halel HaGadol you say every day, Harizem Mechayif Megadif. Ashrei you say every day, Harizem Muftachlu B'Shu Ben Olam Abba. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that in Ashrei we say Pesach HaSedech HaMaspi HaLachal Chayot. It asks the Gemara, but in Halel HaGadol we also say Nesen Lechem L'chol Basa Kilo Elam Chasa. What's the difference? The difference is the Rebbeinu can be mefanis us in two separate ways. Sometimes the Rebbeinu can be mefanis us Al Pi Derech HaTeva, what we call the food chain, like we spoke about before. And sometimes the Rebbeinu can be mefanis us Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, like it was in the Midbar, when Mon fell min HaShemayim, that was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. If Pesach HaSedech HaMaspi HaLachal Chayot is in Ashrei, and Ashrei, because it's Alpi Seder, the Aleph Beis talks about Teva, then obviously Pesach HaSedech means the Rebbeinu is mefanes us with the normal Teva, which is the food chain. Whereas Noisen Lechem L'chol Basa, which is in the Pasha of Halel HaGadol, which is talking about Nisim, which is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, that Noisen Lechem L'chol Basa is talking about Nisim Gluim, like in the Nefilas Hamon. That's a big difference. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Ayim Etil Adavid B'chol Yoyim, Shal Ishpam B'chol Yoyim, Muftach Lu Shuv Ben Oilem Abo. Says the Gemara, what's the Mile of Ashrei? It's the Gemara, two things. It's got the Mile of Aleph Beis, it's got Fiyat Seyda Aleph Beis, and it's also got the Mile, it's got Pesach HaSedech HaMaspi HaLachol Chayotzen, which we didn't understand. What's the connection between the two? Says the Meshech Chochmah Gevaldik. The fact that it's Haimach, it's all the same thing. What does it mean what's the Ma'ad of Asher, it's Piyat Seyda Aleph Beis? The fact that this is the Derech HaTeva. This is predictable. We know that after the Aleph Beis Gimel comes the Dal Devov, that is what we call Teva. Says the Meshech Chochmah, that's a bigger nest than something which is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Halel HaGadol is only things which are Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Legozi Yamsuf Likzoim, Ki Lo'olam Chastoi, Lesichem Melech HaYomai, all these things which are Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. A person has to be Mishabeach Rebbeinu Shem, thank Rebbeinu Shem for the Aleph Beis, for things which are predictable for the Teva. When we thank the Rebbeinu for giving us Parnassah, we're not just thanking for the, we're not waking up for Leis Lechem Chol Basar when the Rebbeinu gives us a Parnassah Shalei Kederech Teva. We're thanking the Rebbeinu for Pesach, Tzedech Masbi Alech HaChayotzen, which is Kederech HaTeva. Let's go on then to the next stage of the Gemara.
The Nun.
The Gemara carries on. Like we said, why doesn't it have a Nun? Says the Gemara, because the Nun is Mesamel Nefiloson Nefila. It stands for Neufel, for Nefila. We don't want to talk about Nefila. Whereas says the Gemara, Afilochi Chaza David Vesomchan Buach HaKodesh Shenem HaSeimach Hashem L'chala Neuflim. What's the difference between the Nun and the Samach? Samach is a complete circle. The characteristic of a circle is that the way you draw a circle is that every point on the circumference of the circle is equidistant from the center point. We can't see the center point. It's made with a compass. You can't see. There's no mark. There's no pencil mark there. But we believe that if there is a perfect circle, pshat is, because there is a central point where the entire circle revolves around that central point, and there's no point on the circle, on the circumference of the circle, which is further or closer, otherwise it wouldn't be a perfect circle. That is a samach. A nun, on the other hand, is a semicircle. The eye of a person, the eyeball is a circle, whereas the two eyelids are two semicircles, one on top of the eye and one underneath the eye. I've got the two nuns on top and below the eye, and I've got the eyeball, which is the samach. Why is there the eyeball a samach and the one on top and below, the eyelids on top and below are a nun? What's the difference between a nun and a samach? What's the difference between a semicircle and a circle? A circle, like I said, is something where I know that everything revolves around the center point. That is the world. When a person lives with clarity, he knows that everything happens in the world revolves around one center point. That center point is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't see him like I can't see the middle point of the circle. But I know that if it wouldn't be there, it wouldn't be possible to have a circle. The very fact there is a circle proves to me that there is a point, there is a central point in the middle of the circle, which everything revolves around. That is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when a person lives with clarity, he knows that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is ein and nira, we can't see him. We believe he's there, and we know for a fact he's there. Otherwise, the whole world wouldn't exist, would cease to exist. That's when a person lives with clarity. Nun is when a person doesn't live with clarity. There's no circle there. He doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he doesn't know there's a circle there. And it's all chopped into two halves, the two semicircles. The reason why Nun stands for Nefila is because Nun has chopped the Samach into half. Nun has chopped the Samach, and if I can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, by Kriyas Yamsuf, I can see the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Shalei Gedera HaTeva. But when it comes to things which are Teva, I can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam exists. It's chopped into half. We can't, if the whole idea of Ashrei is to tell us and to teach us that even things which are, look, seem to us to be our Pita HaTeva, revolve around the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a steer to the Nun. That's why you can't say the Nun in Ashrei. Because Nun represents where the Samach has been, the clarity has been cut into half, I don't see the circle anymore. But if you want to know what a Nes is, what does Nes mean? Miracle. Nun, Samach. Behind every Nun there's a Samach. That's the word Nes. Even Al Pidei HaTeva, behind every Nun which you see at the beginning of the word, there's a Samach, and that's what a Nes is. A Nes is when I believe that even the things which look to me like half a circle, I can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, behind that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, behind that there's a Samach. That's why inside the Samach, says David HaMelech, there I'll be Meramis to the Nun, Seimach Hashem, L'chol HaNeiflim. So let's chaz over what we've said. We started off with the kasha. What's the mile of Ashrei? The Gemara says Ashrei's got two miles. Number one, that it's how Pisa the Aleph base. The Gemara says if that's the case, we should have said Kuf Yotes. The Gemara says perhaps it's got the mile of Pesach Hasil Decha. Says the Gemara, if so, we should have said Kuf Lamavav, where we've got Leisin Lechem Chol Basar. Says the Gemara, Elid Ispei Tarti. Yeah, it's got both together. We want to know what's the connection. You know what the connection is, says the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, the Ma'alif say the Aleph Beis is, the Aleph Beis shows predictability. Derech HaTeva. The Nisim, which Ramban says, which are Al-Pi Derech HaTeva, which is also a Nes. Teva is what's called a Nes to Medium, it's also a Nes. On the other hand, I've got Nisim, which is Shalei Kederech HaTeva. Says the Meshech Chochma, further than Ramban, says the Meshech Chochma, that a Nes Al-Pi Derech HaTeva is a bigger Nes then Shalei Kederech HaTeva. He says, "Anes Shalei Kederech HaTeva Kriyas Yamsuf Eina Min HaPele." You know what's you want to know what's a real Pele, a real wonder of the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's when the Ribbono Shel Olam makes something every day. Keseda, the fact that the sun rises every morning and sets every night is a bigger Nes than the fact that it was a Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Hegel, it's Teva. Behind the Teva lies Elikim. That's Aleph Beis. Oyvazoi says the Meshech Chochma. Ashrei is teaching us. Ashrei Yishvei Veisecha. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Predictability. This is the Nes Al-Pi Derech HaTeva. Kuf Lamed Vav, on the other hand, is telling me that it's only being mishabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam for something which is Shalei Kederech HaTeva. Someone who only wakes up and thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam when things happen, Shalei Kederech HaTeva, something unbelievable happens, Harei Zeh Mechayif and Megadif. We have to say Ashrei B'chol Yoyim three times a day to drum into ourselves that even things which scientists and the Goyim and the Sheker of this world Fakoistas and Selsa, this is Teva, this is nothing to do with the Rein Shem Afalapumayu, all revolves around the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the chilek between Ashrei Yishuv Yisrach and Halal Agron. Therefore, Pesach HaSyodecha is talking about being Mefarnes as Kefi Derech HaTeva, the normal food chain. Noitzin Lechem Chol Bos, on the other hand, is talking about Shalom Kederech HaTeva Demon. And with that, we've explained also the chilek between the Nun and the Samach. Why the Nun is not in Ashrei, because the Samach represents perfect clarity when I know the complete circle. Everything revolves around the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nothing which is closer or further. Everything revolves around the center point, which is the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the eyeball. When a person's eyes are open, he can see with clarity. That's the eyeball, which is a circle. On the other hand, the eyelids which shut it, and we live in the Sheker of Olam Hazeh, then we see that we don't see the Rebbeinu Shalom. We shut our eyes and we believe it all happens by itself. That is Shalom Kederach HaTeva. That we don't see the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then that's the Nun. That's why Nun doesn't have a place in Ashrei, but it's Mumus to in the Pasuk of Sivach Hashem B'chol HaNoiflim. What's Peshat? Harei Zeh Ben Olam Haba, which we asked in the present tense of Ben Olam Haba. It should have said Harei Zeh Yizkel Ben Olam Haba. Someone who really believes this with a clarity and he lives his life without hakar, without recognition, that everything is Rebbeinu Shalom. Even Tera is Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nothing which is Shalom. Not only the Shalom Kedach HaTera is Rebbeinu Shalom. Even things which are Kedach HaTera. He knows that everything that happens in the world, Rebbeinu Shalom is being mefarnes him every single day. Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't left it to the food chain, to the scientists, to whatever, to a freak of nature. Rebbeinu Shalom has left it to himself, the Rebbeinu Shalom is looking after us. If a person lives with that complete clarity, harei zeh ben olam haba, then he could still be in olam hazeh. He's already living a life of olam haba. He's living with that complete clarity. Let's finish off with one more nekuda. Ashrei ha'am shekach aloi, ashrei ha'am she'ashem aleikov. I know this is not posh of shat, perhaps I'll be as we can say azazach. Ashrei translation, ashrei ha'am, praiseworthy is the people, shekach aloi, that so it is to him. What is to him? Shekach aloi, praiseworthy is the people that this is what it is for him. Shekach aloi. The Pasha says, Ashrei ha'am she'ashem aleikov. But perhaps a machshavi can say differently. There's this expression when something happens, we say, why did this happen? We say, kacha means, that's how it is. That things happen. What we call in English, these things happen. These things happen is a steer to Yiddishkeit. These things happen. I mean, yeah, these things happen. It happens by chance. These things happen once in a while. That's a steer to Yiddishkeit. If something happened, it happened because Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to happen, not because kacha. That's just the way it is. Things happen. Ashrei ha'am, praiseworthy is the people, shekacha. When something happens, kacha, yeah, it just happens. Loi, we attribute it straight to Rebbeinu Shalom. Someone who attributes every kacha, everything that just happens, these things happen, he attributes loi to Rebbeinu Shalom. Ashrei ha'am she'ashem aleikov. He really lives with Hashem aleikov. He lives his olam hazeh with Rebbeinu Shalom. And such a person, even in this world, is a ben olam haba. I just thought you said,